$5,000.
Well, yeah.
I think a little paper wouldn't hurt any of us.
Although.
We don't get anything off of it. So.
I didn't have it on $12.50. It dropped its cost just a little bit.
But how do you pronounce that name, Mark?
You didn't change your annuals. So
remember your coffee?
Higley.
We weren't going to be here.
I was running late. Waited for my girls to come in.
I just wondered. Somebody asked me, and I said, I do not make that decision.
Because yesterday I was gone for a couple of hours and found out they sat and talked for the whole time.
But I haven't heard
that. Sounds good.
Yeah.
8:45. We'll call the meeting to order of the Board of Supervisors. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is posted on the east wall there for anybody who would like to read that. Kenneth Bob Observation, Juergens, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Setzer. Consent Agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held July 25, 2012. Approve all claims through August 8, 2012 in the amount of $844,797.83. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve canceling check number 12070183 in the amount of $45 due to meeting being canceled. Approve reappointing Marlene Gackley and Jenny's Hieronymus as representative on the Blue River Area Agency on Aging Governing Board for a term of 3 years ending in July 2015.
I would like to make a note that that's Glennis Hieronymus and not Janice.
So we need to change the spelling then.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's what I thought it should have been, Glennis, but that's not the way it's spelled. So clerk's office will change that. Approved district court summary fee report for the month of July 2012. Approved permit number 919 for Brandon Esau to trench electric line under County Road in Northwest Forest Section 22 and Northeast Forest Section 21T-4NR-SE.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, but I need to pull off claim
number.
You wrote that down.
I did.
He did some work for the county, so you consider that separate.
Or did I write that down?
Maybe it'd be a no pay. I don't know. Was the work good? Was the work
we
good?
Can delay it 2 weeks. We can delay the check.
Claim number 12080105. Vote on it separately.
So I would make a motion that we approve the consent agenda, but pull that to be considered separately.
Pull that
and that's for
number.
Johnny's welding.
Yeah.
Second.
Any more discussion?
Myron. Just to note, you'll see the claim amount of, or the claims are $844,797, and $500,000 of that was a transfer to road. Just sometimes they'll show up as big numbers, and they are, but that was a transfer to road because it can't operate independent of itself. It has to have funds transferred into it. So.
Any more comments? Vote 6-0. Now,
I make a motion we approve claim number. $12080105 for Johnny's Welding.
Second motion by Bauman, second by Lytle. Discussion? Vote. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Eamon Shirley.
I'm Shirley Grunewald, 3040 East Dogwood Road, Pickerel, Nebraska. And it's nice to see all of you guys. I was pleased to read about the possibility of a bond issue for your roads because I think they're very important in Gage County. But I was disappointed in a road that was not included. The 2 miles from Highway 136 to Juniper Road on South 76th Road. That road has been on the 1-6 year plan for as long as I can remember. And it maybe started a little bit because we had 4 fatalities on those 2 miles. It was graded up to standards, and the culprits were put in by our own highway department. It's been engineered. The utility poles have been moved over. The right-of-way has been bought, and it's ready for hard surfacing. The traffic count was very high the last time Marlin did it. I don't know if anyone has done it since that, but I would sure like to see these 2 miles included in this bond issue if you do, you know, get a bond issue going. If it takes people, I know we can fill the courthouse because there's a lot of people that would like to see that happen. Thank you.
Myron?
Shirley, in answer to that, we're doing current traffic counts right now, and we're coring some of the existing roads. We've talked about a bond issue. We think we're getting started a little too late to put it on the ballot for this fall, and weather-wise, it's could be a bad time, I guess, is what we're thinking. So, but we're not putting it on the shelf. I mean, hopefully next year.
And the interest rates are low, so.
Right. That's we understand that, and Matt's done quite a bit of checking on that too. So.
Well, I just say the 66, South 66 isn't off. I don't know.
No.
That impression. I don't know who gave you that impression. That's in discussion.
Well, 76. The newspaper did not have it listed.
Oh, well,
the newspaper had the Hickory Road listed, and the newspaper had the,
oh, yeah, I can't
the one by Wymore, and then some spots on the Adams Valley Blacktop. So that's the only reason
okay.
It came.
Yeah, what Shirley visited with me at the fair, even Shirley did, and when we talked a couple weeks ago or a month ago about doing the bond issue or whatever, then it talked about the Hickory Road and then overlaying some of the others, and it did. That article did not, or we did not mention in there about the fact that the 2 miles of South 66 paving those or whatever, you know. And no, not blaming the paper or whatever. That was what we discussed about when we talked about it that day, though, or whatever. We talked about when we had discussion that day. We talked about doing the 4 miles of Hickory Road and then overlaying. 2-inch overlay on 13 miles of blacktop in the county, but we didn't. We just brought up some names of the 2-inch overlay. Nothing's been decided on anything yet.
And I realize that, but yeah. I'm hoping that you guys keep it in mind.
Yeah,
we are. I mean, we discussed at the last meeting. We're going to do a road tour, I guess, and go through all of Gage County and kind of rate them, and then hopefully we'll have that study in as far as traffic counts. And the biggest thing to me is core of these roads so we know what's down there, too, so we can improve them. But we realize, too, that if we're going to do a bond issue, that it has to be segments from the whole county, so everybody.
I realize that, too. I don't travel that road either, yeah. So it's not for me personally. But
right.
We worked, since right. They were in our district at that time, Ian and I worked really hard for 16 years on that particular mm-hmm. segment of roads. I'll let Ian talk if he wants to say
something. Oh, my name is, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Ian Grunewald. I'm from the same address as the previous speaker. And I guess the bond issue caught my eye when you had some print up in the paper, and it looked to me like it's a doable deal. You know, that's about the only way we got where we're at today is by running a bond issue at that time. And the only thing that I would say that the board might consider is, Terry mentioned something about core samples and so forth, and engineering is really important on them roads, but they can be overlaid. At the time when we done it, while we had a battle, uphill battle, trying to get them overlaid because the engineer says it couldn't be done. But we overlaid some roads that were actually in pieces, and with holes in there you couldn't drive a car through, you had to drive around. And we put the blacktop on, and different mixes was considered, but we put the overlay on, and it's worked far better than what anybody would have imagined at that time, so that wouldn't scare me too much. But then you guys are doing a good job, and we appreciate that. And the roads are part of our economic development. So I don't know how that gets into play, but then that could be brought into that a little bit, too, if we need some money. So just keep up the good work. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Amy. And I'll just make one comment. I know Matt's talked about it, but I believe our last bond issue for overlay was in 1998.
Yeah, I believe.
98, and just looking at the thing there yesterday, the day before, I think they did something like 39 miles, but I forget what the cost was exactly. But, you know, the cost per mile is a lot higher today.
Oh, yeah. And back in them days, it was $50,000 to $60,000 a mile.
Yeah, and now we're looking at a rough figure of $150,000 a mile, and Mark Minnelli went through some of our conversations with this. He's also commented on too, you know, that the interest rates are so low right now, and it goes to show you from 1998 up to 2012 what the cost has gone up. If you wouldn't have done that then, we'd still not have those miles done, those 39 miles, and we're taking all that into account and everything. But it's,
and the other thing is, you know, if you don't keep them fixed up and you get back to the point where they were back in 89 when we done them 40 miles at that time.
98.
Look at all the savings that had on people's vehicles and that would have been in disrepair if we wouldn't have done it. So it's really worth it to keep the roads in good shape. So,
Myron, and I will say, you know, Road and Bridge does understand that importance of keeping everything up to shape, as well as the full board does, I think. Everybody understands that. So it's something that we will, you know, we're working that strong. Just don't know how for sure to go about it. We will come up with something. I'll guarantee you that. So,
Myron. Gary.
Just want to butt in. This is public comment, so we really shouldn't be discussing. So maybe this would be a good thing to put on the current agenda.
He's just taking the committee reports ahead of schedule.
Oh, okay. Is this the committee report? All right.
Or the Road and Bridge committee report. Sorry. Yeah. No, I agree with you. It was public comment, and it's for them to comment, not for us to. But some of those things we'll bring back up in the Road and Bridge report then.
I suggest maybe we have a section or an agenda item next meeting to discuss it a little.
I think that would probably be a good idea, just because of the fact that the discussion we've had, and to bring people more up to
the fact
speed of where we're at.
An article in the paper also, and yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Eamon Shirley.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Next item on the agenda is discussion on 2012-2013 budget, I believe. Matt?
Anybody want a break before we start? We'll talk about roads during the budget too, so we can have that discussion. I think Don made copies of the proposed budget for everybody along with the proposed agencies. And we won't go line by line, or if you want to, we'll discuss that, but we've met formally twice, informally with Don on a couple different items, and so glad you're over there today. I got room to spread out my stuff.
Yeah, you can throw stuff out there.
Yeah. All right, we'll start. We'll just start stepping through this here. Shouldn't go too long. Just kind of some of the highlights I tried to go through over the last couple of days and last night again to kind of point some things out. We'll just start going through the budget. Last year, tax asking was $7.463,266, so $7.463 million. We're proposing initially this year. And this is very preliminary, to basically keep it flat with about a $450 increase in tax asking. It's kind of where we're starting now. So the tax asking would go to $7.463,716. So that's initially planned. Now, before we start going through this, the thing to consider is we do have infrastructure needs. You know, there are agency needs or things like that. Last year, we actually lowered tax asking by $1,500. Not always a good idea to always keep it flat. It's good, you know, just to try and squeeze out some of the expense that's out there. And so we really squeeze this pretty tight. There's more squeezing we can do, but then it really limits what we can do with regard to infrastructure, because that's about the most expensive thing we do. And as we go through the budget, we get into road, and Terry and Myron will talk, and you know, if anybody else wants to talk about some stuff too as it comes up, we'll go through that. So that's kind of a starting point. We'll just step through here. Page one, of course, the county board, you'll see there's a little bit of an increase there. Some of that may be if there's a desire to do something with information. There's been some discussion about having laptops or iPads or something you know, as far as information goes, how do we, you know, maybe improve some of the, I think Chris once made some suggestion about what public body is that scans all their stuff online. We don't necessarily have an infrastructure right now that supports a lot of electronic, a lot of the stuff's on paper. But there's a cost to that, so we have to decide if that's something that we want to do to try and improve some of that electronic transmission of public information. Of course, that some of that, a lot of that's going to involve going through the county attorney's office too, because there's only certain things we can release. So just note that that's where there's an increase there. As we go through some of these budgets too, also notice that there's 26 pay periods, not 27. That'll lower some of these budgets too, because last year there was an extra pay period that showed there's an increased cost there. Go through the county clerk's office. The next one there, Don put in there, and we've had some discussions about an additional part-time clerical. If we do something with our information network, there's going to be an increased cost. I have to have more staff to be able to manage that and try to be a little more expedient with some of the information we can get out. County treasurer's office, you'll see there's a reduction there. And again, if you look at some of the wages, most of those will be down. I'm trying to highlight each page, but if anyone wants to talk about something, just stop. Register of Deeds, a little bit of a decrease. County Assessor's Office, there's a decrease in the budget from last year. Election, there's an increase there of about $30,000, and I guess I know there was supposed to be a reduction in cost when the clerk changed the precincts, so I don't know why there's an increase there, and she's not here to... just said anything to you. So there's supposed to be a cost savings to do that. So I'll ask her about that. I'm writing notes that are verbalizing notes I wrote to myself. So planning and zoning there, you'll see just basically flat there. A little small bit of an increase, but some of the decrease in the wage was because of the pay periods. Employment security is going to stay the same. Clerk of the district court, basically the same. The county judge, basically the same. District judge. I know that there's been a request for an increase in wage for the bailiff. One of the things that I've asked Dawn to talk to Jefferson County about is we have an interlocal agreement for a 75% split on wages. Well, apparently anytime we've increased the bailiff's wage, we've taken the whole hit there. They haven't increased their portion. So Don's talked about, you know, we need that 25%. And there's in the interlocal agreement, there's no dollar amount. It's a percentage. So we've covered every increase, and apparently they haven't. So that's information I've had from Don. I haven't spoken to anyone directly, but she's had communication with their clerk. So we'll have to see how we proceed with that. Let's see, public defender, that's a contractual service. That'll stay the same. We'll jump into building and grounds. Some of the items here of note, as you'll see that we'll still have another $120,000 in there for the jail building repair. We had had that in there last year. We didn't spend all that. I know Sheriff Gus has talked about some things that need to be done there. So we need to continue to put maintenance dollars in there. And I know he's got a laundry list of things that the jail standards wants and needs him to do. I shouldn't say need. He wants. They have to be done, have to list.
One quick note, Matt. We have a letter that it says on, I think, September 6th, that jail standards is coming down and going over stuff. I think everybody had that. So that's good.
Let's see, other areas of note there. You'll see that some of the capital outlay, the courthouse building, courthouse improvements, it's flat or even a little bit of reduction because some of the things have been done. I know that there had been some carpet in some places that it's been taken care of, and it's general maintenance. So you'll see that I believe that actual budget is flat from last year. Extension office, again, a little bit of a reduction, but it's payroll, so basically flat. The sheriff's office, and I should say, none of the departments have seen any of this information yet, because we wanted to talk about it now, get some feedback. We'll meet again, and then they'll have an opportunity to come and talk to us. Because anytime you give a reduction, you need to let them have an opportunity to rebut any reduction you'd have. So this is very preliminary. sheriff's budget there. Again, you'll see a little bit of an increase there. There was a request for some increased staffing, and I think we tried to meet him halfway on that. I'm sure Gus will call me about that, call a committee about that. County attorney's office, you'll see an increase there, too. And Roger's here, so there was an increased request for an additional attorney. I think there was some workload there, and I think recently what we've seen with this caseload and the ability to get some of the other things done becomes difficult at times.
Yeah, basically, when I took office, we eliminated a position. For the past few years, I've been stretching the staff pretty hard. And you get to a point where they're going to start looking someplace else, and I don't want that to happen. We have a terrific staff. We've had other demands on our time as far as the trials, as everybody's well aware of. This new stuff with the Freedom of Information Act, we're getting requests, and it's not just from local people. I have to review all that stuff and make sure we're not sending something out that has to do with litigation, HIPAA, or whatever the case may be. And that's time-consuming. You can't just brush it by because the liability is just too great. So, unfortunately, I felt the only way we could address this was with another position. So I've asked the board to consider that.
Let's see here. So then we're going through reserve deputies there. Looks like Gus increased a little bit there. Child support services, that's a contractual service. Shop with a cop, those are dollars they put in there that they only expend what they get in. That's kept in a separate fund. County jail, there's a little bit of a reduction there. The request is up a little bit, and then we've reduced a little bit. And I don't know if we put any capital. I think those expenses for the jail for improvements would show in the building and grounds budget. That's what that line item is there for. District probation, you'll see there for page 23 now, basically flat. We know what those costs are for that. Emergency management. We talked yesterday with Mark, and Gary can jump in here if he wants. There's a Mark's considering doing something, making a presentation before we get the budget completed of maybe adding a part-time. Yes.
I want to back up to probation. Have we worked with the city on getting our rent straightened out as far as the probation department is concerned?
The contract is through 2013, and so that that was part of the conversation that our committee had when we were talking about the 911 communication is we have several contracts with the city for different types of services, and the plan is to get a committee together over the next year and try to talk about, since we're all using taxpayer money, how do we use that?
I just wanted to make sure it was on the list. I've heard the mayor on the radio pretty continuously saying we're going to have a meeting, and they'll have four, we'll have four, and then he'll be part of it also. So maybe we ought to have five.
I think that we've had a pretty good relationship with the city council and everyone, and we are in those contractual agreements with them, and so
good.
It's good. It just happened to be that this year and going into next year, a lot of the due dates seem to all hit, and I think Gary asked me once, or maybe it was Rex, who said, "Well, how come we always miss these agreements?" Well, they would come at different years and at different times, and as boards change, focus has changed, and sometimes we miss things. Well, everything kind of aligned, and looks like all the contracts are kind of coming due within a year of each other. So, good time to sit down and talk and see where the dollars are going and those relationships.
Yep. Excellent. Yep.
Let's see. So, emergency management. We had a discussion with Mark. He has good deputies, but some of them, most of them, have other full time jobs, and so their availability to help during the day sometimes isn't always readily available. He's considering potentially a part-time position that would be 8 to 16 hours a week just to help out. And it may not be a full day. It may be partial days, things like that. And I said, well, you got to sell it. Put what you think you need together and bring it to the board. He puts in there about $8,000 for deputies. And I said, well, if you're going to increase that, you may want to put that to $12,000. So, again, this is preliminary, but that was some of the discussions we had. He did say also that the state has reduced the EMPG money from about $60,000 down to about $30,000. Mm-hmm. So the performance grant money has been reduced. And there's a couple different theories as to where it's going, but we just know that it's not coming down to the county level. I'll just leave it at that.
the reason that Mark is looking at doing that is it would free him up to go out, and this is a discussion we can have later when Mark's here, but it'll free him up to do more preventative maintenance on our radio equipment and that kind of thing, get out and monthly be spending time with that equipment. So it's I think he's got a good idea there.
Okay, next one, page 26, county surveyor's budget there. A little bit of an increase there, and that's going to show in here. Let's see what Chris do with that. I think he's got some surveying fees from the state, so increase there. Weed department, Mark Minnelli has looked at this. Pardon me. A little bit of a decrease there. And the weed and the road budget, Mark has worked with Galen on. And we're getting close to that, and we'll spend a little more time with the road budget because that's where we spend most of our money, so, or most of the taxpayers' money. Medical relief, this is administered through the Veterans Service Office, and we need to have a conversation to get a better handle on everything that's taking place over there. There's some requests from the auditor over the Veterans Service has a fund that's external of the county treasurer, and apparently they can have that, but the auditor needs us to do certain things so that we're meeting the auditing requirements, and so we just need to have a face-to-face with Phil. There's a request there for additional funds to administer that program, and I don't think that fund is in, you know, it's been $3,900 for, I think, the last 5 or 6 years, and stayed fairly flat. And I think what happens is that plan is administered across the street, half a block away, but we don't have a good handle on what takes place. So I think the idea of the committee was to get Phil in a room and help us better understand, you know, before we put that budget to rest. So basically this just shows preliminary requests there. There's the Veterans Service Office, and we just need to get a handle on that fund, because you'll see that I think last year there was a fund balance, I think over $9,000, and so we only put $2,000 in that veterans aid, but it wasn't that we were taking money away, is that there was enough money in a fund. And that goes into that requirement that the auditor put in the last audit that the state did of the county. Veterans Service Office. Then we get into some of the institutions on page 31. Those are the EPCs and the youth center that people get sent to, that the county is on the hook for, and those are contractual services. You'll see the expense there is anywhere from $19,000 to $50,000, depending on the year and the types of folks that go up there. So there's some variability in there, and it's, you know, you try to get as close as you can on that one, but it's just hard to track that. This is the next one is 32. That's a motorcycle patrol. That was not an actual expense. That was a program that there was apparently with some grant dollars out there, and so we've made a fund and said if the money shows up, you can do it. If it doesn't show up, you don't do it. Didn't show up, didn't do it. But we have to keep it on the books for 3 years, so it'll show there. But you'll see that there's nothing planned to be in the budget. Here's the miscellaneous, or I should say the general fund. I talked to Gary a little bit, and he can, maybe this would be a good point, a good chance to give an update on insurance. Last year we budgeted $1 million for employee health insurance, and this year we're proposing to put $1.2 million in there. That's about 20% increase. And mm-hmm. If you want to visit a little bit about that.
Yeah, we had a meeting with our insurance representatives yesterday, and we've had a pretty good year up to this point. And right now we're about 68% on our claims. And just a little bit of discussion with Matt earlier, we might actually be able to reduce that a little bit, maybe not get the full 20% increase. Looking like we'll be able to hold everything pretty flat. As far as employee contributions go, probably be able to hold them flat. So we've had a really good year. We haven't had the major claims that sometimes we've seen, and looking really good. So I don't know if anybody has any questions or anything on that, but we are going to take a peek at maybe vision and dental for the employees. Not for sure at this point whether or not it would be county funded or not, but I think it's something we need to look at, and it's something that the employees had requested that we look at. So
I've got a quick question. That we spent 800 and some thousand last year there, and you budgeted $1 million. Does this doesn't go into that insurance?
No, that insurance fund is funded separate than that, and that's to cover if there's an outlier, if there's a person with a significant illness. We have that fund where we can keep the rest of the program where it's at, but we can deal with that one individual separately if we have to buy some reinsurance. And I think the recommendation from the auditor that you should have about 20% of your gross annual budgeted expenses. So we're trying to get that up to about $200,000, and then we'll stop funding that, and then just try to fund that as the cost goes up. But it looks like we've spent about $1,000,943 back in 9-10, and this last year, again, Gary said had some good experience, so the cost was down a little bit.
Well, in 2010-11, we did spend $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see.
We have had a good year.
Yeah, well, here I can. Up to this point, I think a little under 700,000 up to this point with 2 months to go. So.
Well, I know in that category, actually, you know, there are some of the other agencies that we do support and contribute to. And I'm on the board representing the county on many of these board Region 5 systems and Region 5 services. I'm the chairman of those boards and vice chairman of the Hope Crisis Center and vice chairman of Public Health Solutions, all representing you on this. And I do want to mention, I do appreciate you raising Hope Crisis Center that provides assistance for sexual and domestic assault. And I'll say we serve, Hope Crisis serves more people in Gage County than any of the other counties that we're funded by. And every other county puts more money into this fund than we do. And the services they provide are absolutely tremendous. And I appreciate it being bumped up in our request to $4,500. I would like to see it come up to the actual $6,800 that they've requested. When I look at some of these other things that we're funding, it's awfully hard for me to say let's fund some of these other things that don't have anything to do with people and with their health and with assault and domestic violence, and we give them much, much more money. And I'm a big supporter financially of the Humane Society, and we give them $12,000 and give the women and children who were assaulted in our county, we've given them $3,500. And so that is a little difficult for me to understand. So I would like to have us consider going up to the budget of the $6,800, but I do appreciate that everything that we give helps at $4,500. So just wanted to make that clear as far as my feelings about the women and children of this county. And we had over 2,000 calls that we had last year. So,
line 2-0601, you'll see general liability insurance, and there was 11% increase in the general fund, and that also is reflected in the that could be for the general insurance and sheriff, and there's also an increase in the roads department that we'll get to as well. Outside legal fees, 2-2521, and I said I wasn't going to highlight some of the line items, but I guess I am because these are some of the bigger ones here. This is the outside legal fees, and I guess that probably if there's a way to talk to Paul Douglas and see, you know, what do we think that cost is going to be, give us an idea where we're at on that.
But he gave a report the last time to the board. I haven't heard anything different from
right, that's the last that. Time.
So we're kind of at a, you know,
that big
blessed plateau right now, but okay. Depending on what the circuit does, okay. It could spur some more legal fees on that.
So that's kind of what we put in there, $200,000 for the last several years, and so I, again, don't know exactly where we're at on that, but that would be a proposal.
You want me to give him a call?
Yeah, if you could, just okay. Find out what, you know, what he thinks without having to have him come down and
sure.
Give some feedback. That'd be good. You'll see the 2-3010, and this will be talk about this in the committee reports, but there's nothing in there for an EMS consultant this year, and I guess we talked about this in emergency management and how we would change those contracts. to be able to operate without an emergency manager or without a EMS consultant. Since we're not going to attempt the countywide issue anymore, there's really no cause to have that person be there. But we can visit a little bit, and I think we should today during the committee visit about where we need to proceed with that. Economic development, again, you'll see there's $50,000 in there, and the contractual service is up to $100,000, and so the plan is we may not expend that all. This would be $50,000 would be basically taxpayers would go on the tax rolls, and the other $50,000 plan would be come out of inheritance fund. So if we need that, it'll come from there. So the total contractual obligation is up to $100,000 a year, and so we split that in half, I thought, and so we're not putting the entire amount on the tax roll. Let's see. Other items here. I wrote notes about. Oh, I guess we can go down and look at the transfers. The be on the page 34 out of the general fund 7-0200. These, again, we have to transfer funds into the road department for operations and to the weed department. They can't operate independently. We have to transfer funds there. And remember, we still have revenue on the gas tax allocation side that comes in from the state of Nebraska. So that's where if you look, well, gosh, we've got a budget for them at 4.2, but we've only proposing to transfer in 2.7. We're going to have shortfall. Well, we get about $150,000 a month in gas tax allocation on the revenue side that comes in. Going down to 7-0205, again, this is the insurance fund. It's got $80,000. I believe we actually have – my fingers are off. I think we have $100,000. We tried to transfer $100,000 into that fund this last year, and we may have to slow down a little bit because the fund transfers actually will show you're taxing people on those, and so in order to try and keep that levy down, do we really want to try and save that much all at once? So we may have to spread that out a little bit. We've had some pretty good experience being able to save. We may not be able to save as aggressively as we have. You'll see a transfer to the county building fund. Again, we've got $100,000 there. We're trying to get slowly put a little bit in there every year, and hopefully over the next 30 or 40 years, if we do a little bit as we go, saving slow and steady. And then, again, transfer to economic development. You'll see that we're not going to do any transfers to economic development. That was a special fund that we were going to do. That process was going to be different. We were going to pay all claims through the public process, but that changed. So that operates differently now. So that's why there's nothing there. Again, the next fund is Friends of the Courthouse. And, again, there's no more projects to be done there. Then the road department. And Galen, please jump in, and as I forget things, please jump in, Myron and Terry. Okay, try not to
let me back up again,
yes.
Matt. I think Friends of the Courthouse are considering picking up the difference on the changes and the repair on the monument and the plaque that'll be put in there. I think Dave is going to be talking to Friends of the Courthouse, but I think they're going to pick up the cost, so we won't have to take any of that out of our budget.
So then I probably need to. Then we probably should have some.
Right. Well, Dave was going to come up with what it was going to cost us for the plaque, you know, for the names and what have you. And he hasn't come up with those dollar figures yet, but that's something that we should add.
We may have to. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Again, road department there. What you'll see if. And I think that in visiting with Minnelli and Galen, they went through that budget, and you'll see a significant amount of lines zeroed out. It was difficult to track and find out what had been done over the last several years, and so their idea was we can consolidate a lot of these. The other thing that I really like is that Mark is working with Galen to have a very detailed budget, more so than just this. They'll keep one down there that, you know, it may see a line item let me just pick one. Road equipment repair. You know, we see a line item there that has to fit that cost center for the auditor with a dollar amount, but they'll have a separate spreadsheet down there that'll detail that a little bit more as to exactly what they're using that fund from. So this is the official budget, but they're going to keep some very good records down there, because as they went through and looked at the budget, some of them said, well, why were they doing this? Well, we didn't know. So they're consolidating some of those. So that's why there's all those zeros there. So it'd be nice to say they went through with an eraser, but they just moved the numbers. They didn't erase the numbers.
Yeah, or combined. They combined. Several of these, Don combined two or three or four of them together because they were having a hard time deciding which line item to put it in. And some of these, the auditor had different wording for it, and so she's come up with those.
You'll see the 5.5% increase in the general liability insurance down there on line 2-0601. let's see. Galen and Mark have requested a 3% increase for the highway department. Crews, the clerical staff would stay the same. I gave them the comparables and asked them to come up with what they thought. I was still pushing to try and get some sort of step plan down there, because right now, again, the employees work after 9 days, you make the same wage as someone who's been there for 15 years. So they're supposed to be working on, hopefully over the next year, and maybe they'll have that ready to institute a step plan like the sheriff's department has and the courthouse has. But their request was a 3% increase for the roads department. So you'll see the kind of the plan is the major reassessment of the budget generally here with the zeroed lines, and then additional line items, again, are going to be kept there. In visiting with Galen and Mark Minnelli, last year we budgeted 4.2. The end of the year expenditures were 3.4. There were some projects that we were planning for, specifically the culverts up there in 3-0206, where you'll see actual expense of $175,000, which was more than what was actually budgeted. What we did is we purchased a lot of those culverts just before the end of the year to be used for projects this year. Galen and Mark are planning for some pretty major work this summer with get some of those timber bridges out, get those culverts in. If you want to speak to some of the...
Well, actually, right now, that's their main push, what they're doing right now. They're replacing a lot of these timber bridges because they are deteriorating, you know. And so we're trying to keep ahead of the game getting those replaced. So that's the main push after Linden Road was completed. Linden Road was completed. Then that's where the dirt crew moved on to doing all these culverts. And they're fairly extensive throughout all of Gage County, and the culverts have been sitting there for quite a while. We just finally got to it. So that's what's the work that's being done right now is that culvert replacement in there. So, and like Matt said, these were purchased, you know, ahead of time here. I think there was a cost increase coming up, and so that's why that was done.
And those a lot of those have been delivered already, and they're sitting in the ditches, right, ready to be put in. Under capital outlay there, 5-0307, that's a motor grader lease. That was back two or three years ago when there was a purchase of an all-wheel drive Caterpillar. We did what they call a NACO lease, and we spread that payment out at very low interest. And you'll see that typically we're paying about $62,000 a year. And then you'll have the request was it from Galen and Mark that we probably need to look at updating. We've got an older, I don't remember exactly how old that one is, but there was a request that probably should look at trying to do another one of those. And they call them a NACO lease, but it's do it through Emeritus, but they have a deal worked out for counties. It's very low interest to try and spread out some of these payments on some of the equipment, because you can spend $200,000 at the drop of a hat for a motor grader pretty quick.
And I believe the last year of the lease, four years ago you leased one, mm-hmm. And the last year is this year.
And it's coming up, yeah,
it's
coming up.
And we have, six graders that they use all the time down there, and one extra one. So if you only replace them every 4 years, that's 24 years you have a road grader. So
you'll also the radio equipment, again, there's some narrow banding that needs to take place down there. Mark was able to do some of that this year, but there just wasn't enough money there, so they still have to replace their radios there. And then also there's that other road equipment there, and that's a lot larger number than it was. We're trying to roll over that dump truck that we were trying to buy, and because of the bidding process, we find one we like. We got to let bids. You got to bring those in. So sometimes you lose the good deals. you know, a good used one is difficult to get. And I think that we had our eye on one, but it just, you know, when someone walks into a salesman and they've got cash, why are you waiting on the county? Just cash in hand.
And also the pickups that we approved like 2 months ago, mm-hmm. they're coming out of that.
Right, and then some of the delivery for the pickups that we approved will actually have, what did it take for those to get in? I thought
3 months. I think.
3 months, yeah. Yeah. I thought they would have taken delivery, but some of those will, we had approved those in last budget, but we're not actually going to take delivery until this year.
Yes.
Now, some of the things that they did talk about, too, is that we have a couple, and Terry can talk, a couple bigger pieces of equipment down there that we're probably, they're come off buyback both at the same year.
Well, I think one of them is a track loader, and it's used extensively, like for putting the culverts in. It's showing some age, and I think that lease is up this next year. They're both of them are in next year, and then what was the other major piece? There was two items that came, the track loader. Maybe it was a motor
right,
grader.
Here's Mark, by golly. Yeah.
Well, there he is. The two items that came up, Mark, that lease was off next year. The track loader, what was the other big item?
Wasn't it a payloader, maybe?
Was it the payloader?
For the lease?
Leases, yeah.
With buybacks.
Well, I know we're going to add a motor grader lease.
Yeah, we're actually just going over the road budget now.
Okay,
so.
And then we had the...
what were those two that were coming off in 2013, like this time next year?
One was the backhoe. The backhoe.
Yeah,
the excavator?
The track excavator. Yeah.
Right. There was one other big ticket item. I can't think of it either.
I know we had big ticket items that we wanted to talk about.
Something we looked at replacing or wanted to replace or something.
Because we have
I want to get a skid steer lease. We want to get a motor grader lease. Track steer.
Maybe it's a skid steer we're talking about. Maybe we're looking at replacing.
Which is kind of a minor.
Yeah.
That we just haven't purchased any equipment. I don't think it's been 2 years, 2.5 years, and you really kind of got to do a little bit as you go because you just get hung with old equipment and you got to try and replace it all. And with the projects that Mark and Galen have worked on, we're going to need that stuff. We're going to be moving some dirt. So, let's see here. Armor coating on there. I know there's a. You know, we're still, again, looking, and I know Grunewalds have left here, but we talked about what do we do with the overlays and some of the maintenance of our current existing roads and things like that. So great timing. I guess I'm done basically going through, but is there any questions for Mark? I appreciate it. I think you've done a good job with this, and I know that we kind of give Mark a number of 4.2, which was last year, and said, what can you do with 4.2? And so he's kind of given us an idea. And there may be some things that he says, if you want to do these, I need more. But he's willing to work with what we're able to give him. And so was there any additional wants and needs or thing we should be aware of?
Mark, set the mic there and name and...
Mark Pinelli.
Yeah. With...
Ellie Wagner and Associates.
So it's on record.
My approach to county budgets is a little bit different than probably what you're used to. We got to answer the constituents in two phases from the roads department is the way I look at it. Number one is just general maintenance, trying to keep everything where we're at. Number two, moving us to the next, down the road. Improvements, safety issues, safety improvements, deficiencies in bridges, existing pavements. You got a machine down there that's just chugging down the road trying to do what we can, and then we've got to look at what improvements we know we have to do. You guys and gals are the elected officials that have to decide how much money you're willing to throw at those problems. What I'll be doing over in the future and what you'll be seeing like in the 1 and 6 is I'll tell you what the problems are. And then I'll say these are what the problems are going to cost to fix, and these are the ones I'm very concerned about, and then you're going to have to give me the money. And then once you give me the money, like this year, if the constituency is you feel comfortable with $4.2 million, the way the weather's going and things are going, I'll work within that budget. But like Matt was saying, for that, this is what we'll plan to do. So if there's other issues that we want to address, then we... You got to address. So if I say, listen, I've got 5 bridges I want to do, and I need $750,000. You say, well, how about I give you $500,000? I'm going to say, okay, what bridge don't you want to do? That's how I operate. If you say, well, can we hold off on this one? Okay, well, we can hold off on all of them. Ultimately, you end up closing roads or we spend more money to repair. So the educational level of what it costs to delay, one of the things we that I heard you talking about is this equipment. You know, we've got 2-3 full-time mechanics down there working on equipment, and I just came from down there. That's why I stopped by. I had a meeting with all foremen and the office staff just to make sure everything's rolling procedurally while Galen's gone. Hopefully everything's going good for him, and he'll be back, and we'll get down the road. Just so those little things like vacations and sick leave and what if there's disciplinary issues, what do we have to do? And we kind of ironed all those out so that if there's anything happens, there's a protocol down there now of what we need to do, and it's in place. So we shouldn't have to worry about that. Deb's down there taking care of our federal aid stuff. I talked to her about that. That's moving forward. Nancy's been around. She knows everything there is to know. So we're moving, and the foremen know they got to take care of their backyards and not worry about everybody else's backyards. And so we'll move forward on there. Now I'm in a daily contact with the office staff. So if anything comes up, I'll come down or I'll help take care of that. But as far as like equipment, you know, we've got a full garage staff in there fixing all equipment, putting engines into equipment for the second or third time on some equipment. Hickory Road is a big project we've been batting around that we want to do. You know, I would love to grade that road myself, but we don't have the equipment. You know, we used to have a scraper, and now we don't, and we have equipment that nobody wants to operate because, you know, it's scary, it's not safe, it's old. So we either spend the money on hiring it done, or we spend the money on scabbing it together, or we have to invest in equipment. I don't want to buy a piece of equipment and have it sit there all the time. So identifying those one-year projects, those six-year projects, and then staffing for it. I think staffing, we're fine. Equipment-wise, I need the tools. I need the shovels for the guys to use. So that's what we're working on and we're putting together. As far as the budget goes, in the future, what you'll have is a spreadsheet that I've got Deb working on that breaks down every budget item on a spreadsheet as a line item. So if you have a question of like the equipment you were just talking about, and it'll be there for you to see how we came up with these numbers, and as a like a line item to the line item is what I want to do, and that way it's full disclosure to the board and to everybody else who wants to know how I come up with stuff. I don't like Robin. If you give me 200 items, you can give them a little bit in each item, I'm going to be able to move money around all day long, but I'm not reporting to everybody really where I'm taking money or using. Because at the end of the year, I want to be able to show this is where the money was, because that's how the true budget has to happen. By having your synopsis budget plus my spreadsheet budget, you'll be able to see exactly where the money came from and where we need it and what our needs are, and then you'll be able to make decisions down the road. And if the decision is we're going into maintenance mode, we go into maintenance mode. The decision is we got to do capital improvements. It's easy to add, subtract, and see where we're at. And it's going to be easy to look at and say, listen, you guys aren't performing. You guys have had this piece of equipment in there for 3 years now. We budgeted it 3 years. You've never bought it. Or Hickory Road's been in there for 5 years, and we've given you money to buy right-of-way. You haven't bought the right-of-way. So it holds our feet to the fire as far as progression, or at least to be able to come back and report to you so you can report to your constituents. So we're working on that, because I know we weren't quite to that level. I'm not saying what we had wasn't right. I'm just saying that's what I want to give you. And then you'll have the tools you need to make the decisions that you guys have to make. So that was going to be done, but with Galen and now Deb's had a death in the family, it's not quite all the way cleaned up, but that's what you'll have. Is this your final budget hearing?
No, final budget hearing won't be until the 5th. And so this is the very first preliminary presentation to the board.
So what we'll try to do is just get that available. So if you want to see it, you can see it. If you don't, you don't. But, I mean, when I went through it, it's like, how are we coming up with this? Where are you guys getting these numbers? The gravel for the townships, the gravel for the county, the rock, the spot rock. I mean, just the fuel. How'd you come up with the fuel? You know, just these arbitrary numbers over the years, because I looked at the last 5 or 6 budgets, and it's like, what is this item? Well, I don't know. don't like that answer. So, well, let's go with the clerk and said, well, let's just do this. So that's what we did. So I just wanted to stop by and let everybody know that I'll be, that the roads department is going to function fine. And if there's an issue, I'll be there, and there's a protocol involved to initiate it if there's a problem. There are going to be some changes down there eventually, but once Galen gets healed up and we do some stuff, we're going through a lot of things that I think we'll have some accountability things, some reporting things that I think we need to put in place. And those will happen, but like I just told the foreman, I'm not going to come in like a big tornado. It's going to be baby steps. You know, we'll get everybody together, we'll talk about stuff, and there's things we need and to give to you and to give to people. And the more disclosure we have, the less problems we'll have, which means we can move down the road. So we'll deal with those when Galen comes back. But if somebody calls and has major heartburn and they don't know how to handle it, they'll call me to help them handle it. If they do have something that they do handle, they're going to report it to me so I know that they're handling something. So I feel confident with the team that's down there.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the report, Mark. No, I appreciate that helps because I know the Road and Bridge and you and Rex and everybody, Rex has been calling us in Galen's absence. How do we handle that, or what's all going to go on? And really appreciate that report because I know there's been a lot of phone calls back and forth just so that the ball doesn't get dropped down there and they're on standby or whatever, which we know they weren't going to be anyway, but probably my concern had always been the bigger issues like the federal aid projects and stuff, but it visiting with Terry this morning and with you, and those are going to be handled. You're going to be on top of those yet.
They are. And just to update you, Deb is a half online course away from having her right-of-way certificate, which is the last class she's got to take before she takes the RC class in next March. But they give her an interim RC, so we're good. We're golden. We have an RC functioning down there and a backup for Galen, which was one of Galen's biggest issues. So, and Deb has some experience with that stuff from her previous employments. So I see her taking over all those duties, which is going to free us to get Galen back out into the roads and start lining some projects out. So I think she was a good hire, and it's going. Galen and I speak almost on a daily basis ever since he's gotten into that position. He calls me, I call him, we talk about stuff in general. We knew this was coming. I knew he hasn't felt well for a long time, so we wanted to make sure that we positioned it. All the foremen have job lists that they have to do, and it's well beyond the 6 weeks that he'll be gone. The culverts are purchased, the grading guys, the asphalt guys, they know where they got to go. We're covered, so there's no excuse for anybody hanging out. I told them the one phone call that they didn't want me to get is there's three guys smoking cigarettes and drinking pop in the break room, and they've been there all day. Or there's a piece of equipment parked out there, and a guy's been sitting there all day. Because then you won't like what you see out of me. And I told them, so just make sure that we're on our way. Now, the motor grader guys, the remote guys, I know they're kind of solo guys. We'll deal with that too, kind of keep an eye on it. But we know if they're on the roads or not, and they're radioing in, I'm here, I'm gone. So I think we got it. We're covered. If something happens, it's going to be because we got a major issue down there, and I don't foresee that. So.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Mark.
You, Mark.
Thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, well, okay, we'll go on. That was Road and Bridge, and Mark had some great timing there, boy. page 39, again, this is Road and Bridge. This is another one of those sinking funds. We were really pretty aggressive at trying to fund that, and kind of the number I had in my head is $1 million. Once we got to $1 million in the sinking fund, we'd stop funding that. Last year, I believe we put, I think it was a $100,000 in there, and so our plan this year is to try and fund that. And get that. It's got $885,000 in there. Plan to be to try and fund that up to $1 million this year, and that's a place again. That's that rainy day fund. If you blow a bridge out, and once we get these funds built up, those are just nice little nest eggs to have there in the what if world. Again, if we happen to relive the 09-10
winter and stuff like that, we've got places to pull funds from. Let's see, the visitors improvement and promotion funds, again, those are pass-through dollars. Dawn's worked with Jim Spangler to make sure those are appropriate. Again, insurance fund, we'll try to get that up to $200,000. We need a plan there, and then we'd probably stop there. We'll stop that fund at $200,000. Just kind of flipping through here. There's a homeland security that Mark puts together, $125,000 in there. And what you'll see is the Sean Weiss's position. He's resigned that position, and I think that position would even that's gone. That position is gone. That's a state directed position. That's gone. Page 48 again. That's that economic development fund, and that's a closed fund. That was just a different way we were going to do it that we didn't. But you got to keep it on the books for 3 years. Inheritance fund, that's, I think we started with just under $1.2 million. You'll see in here, just like last year, kind of that we put an additional disbursement for Township Rock and Gravel. Again, we're not going to expend these, but we've got these rainy day funds out there in case something happens, and we'll try to mark them so we know exactly where those dollars are supposed to be allocated to. You'll see under the transfers, this would be the county and the insurance fund transfers. And basically, you're transferring from one fund to another fund. The goal here would be if we can fund those at that level, we would put 50% of that as tax asking. The other 50% of that would come from inheritance. And these transfers would be done at the end of the year, and it's just moving one money from one pot to another. So if things get tight and it's not there, we just won't transfer them. I don't know. I haven't heard any buzz that anything's going to come back next session with the inheritance fund, but at some point that may go away. So, again, it's a good fund to save, to use for incidental items as you need them, but you really shouldn't operate out of that, because if you get used to operating out of that and it goes away, you're in a world of hurt. So, page 50 there, that's a courthouse bond payment. That last payment will be December of 2013. That was a 5.5-year bond, so that's coming close to being paid off. Page 51 is the highway bond. That was an internal bond, a 7-year bond for some blacktopping projects, and that last payment is 2016. And I believe, and then those, there's the county building sinking fund. Again, that shows that $200,000 if we can get there. Kind of save it, and some of the, in order to keep some of the tax rates lower, we may have to save at a slower rate. But I think the idea that the mentality has to be, you still have to try and save something. You run so lean and you don't have anything saved, and then you get into trouble. That's basically the budget, and then call your attention to this colorful sheet here. I appreciate Don using all the colors. I don't know what they stand for. There's no legend. Danny pointed out a couple of the agencies that are already on there. Ag Society and Historical Society, I believe the Ag Society gets, they're less than a cent worth of the tax levying authority, because remember we give 7.5 cents to townships, 3 cents to fire districts, and the Ag Society and the Historical Society get a little bit of the tax levying authority too. So we basically operate the general fund or the county out of 37 cents because we give so much of that away off the total 50 that we could have. So, again, some of those requests are down, some of them are flat, and some of them are small increases. You'll see that, again, you know, some agencies have made requests that we haven't funded before, and we're just not picking those up as kind of the committee's recommendation at this point. So, if there's any real desire to do something different, and we've heard from Danny, if there's, go through and look at these, the plan I talked with Dawn, and I guess I haven't told Gary and Terry yet, think about the 14th to meet again with Dawn. I don't have a time exactly. We'll try to meet sometime to kind of go through this again. And then I'll talk to Dawn later this week, and she'll try to get the preliminary budget out to department heads and other elected officials, because they haven't seen this yet either, and just kind of try to get some feedback from them. This is kind of our first run. And again, going back, we're trying to keep tax asking flat. And the problem we run into, if you do that too often, you're not able to catch up. So there is some level in being prudent of asking for some more tax dollars. If a 1% increase, every 1% increase that we would ask for based on from last year's would be about $74,000. So we look at some of the things that we need to do. We can go back and we can cut more things. But if we continue to stay flat and if that's where we want to be, we just have to know that down the road we may be dipping into some of these sinking funds if we have to do those things. And so I'd appreciate some feedback. I think we probably should look at maybe a small increase just to kind of move that budget up a little bit. We can go back and whittle it down. We were flat last year, and every so often you can be flat or very little. And if we could stay away from the big increases and just do a little bit as we go, I think that's more tolerable. It's more prudent. And again, we've put those sinking funds out there, so some of those what if curveball heavy hits that may come, we can handle a few of those and be okay. So appreciate the feedback. Talk to myself, Terry, or Gary. I think we've had some really, the meetings that we've met have been very good, very productive. Look at that, give us some feedback, and we'll come back in 2 weeks and try to present pretty much last call, and then we'll vote on that on the 5th. So between now and then, give us some feedback, see what your thoughts are.
At one time, you talked about having a special meeting even to approve it, but right now you're looking at just approving it on the 5th.
Yeah, that was real preemptive, and I think that in the meetings we've had and working with Don, and things have kind of fallen in, we think it's worked well. I think
at the time Don said, well, this is probably one of the easiest, I guess, budgets that she's went through. Everything just kind of went fairly smooth, and she thought at the time, she didn't think we'd have to have a special meeting. Just go ahead. It would be done if everything worked out the way she anticipated, at that 5th meeting, yeah.
So we have two more board meetings on the 22nd of August and the 5th of September, and at the 5th of September, then hopefully approve the budget that goes to the state.
And I'm sure that once some of the department heads and the elected officials look at it, then they'll come back and, try to sell each other a horse or two and see what we can do. And wants and needs are out there.
And Denny will have two more weeks to think of stuff again.
Yes, I will.
But I think it's important. We have to try and think very broadly about the tax money that we're using and we're putting those tax dollars, and it's easy to get focused on one, and we need to think broad. So give us that feedback and sure we can put. And we've got some folks we've got to meet with yet, and Roger, he's going to get us some feedback. So,
For a long time, I've wanted a bridge going across both 7th Street and 8th Street, so people within the community of Beatrice can get from one side to the other without any danger. But I've left it up to you guys to spend money on bridges out in the county. So let's keep in mind that maybe Hope Crisis could be bumped up to $6,800.
People. No, and that's part of why they came forward with it today, is to put it out to the public so we can get feedback, because we have two more meetings to make adjustments, and I know Roger has some things too yet to come up with and to help finalize the budget. So,
and part of the budget we'll talk about maybe a little bit more in a road and bridge update is some of these paving projects too. I think that, because that ties into what we may or may not want to do this year. Thank you. And thanks to Terry and Gary, too. Thank you. That was Don, too. Don's not here, so thanks, Don. It's working. Going well.
Any more comments or questions about the budget or otherwise?
Good job.
Committee reports. We will have a closed session after a bit here, but committee reports. Building and grounds.
Nothing.
Economic development. Chris came up a little bit ago. We did interview an individual, and I think I don't remember the date now, right there at the end of July. The interview went real well. They've had some more conversations with him and done some other things. The next day they did do a telephone interview with an individual from Arizona. Things are progressing there, and the hope is that going forward here it won't be too long, and never know, but hopefully that things will work out and we'll have things ready for announcement, but nothing yet or whatever. Did say, and so Doug knows too, normally our meeting is the third Thursday at 4:30 on the 16th, but this month only it's going to be the 23rd because of some scheduling conflicts with too many people on the board for the 16th. It will be the 23rd.
and everything. We also then did, maybe that was what we had on the 31st of July, we met with the Golden Shovel, which is a web-based company out of Minnesota, about doing the web page and everything for the New Economic Development Group. That went very well. They gave a really, really good presentation. And I know there's a discussion maybe with them possibly hiring them. They gave some insight into some things, and they will, if we do hire that company, they will give a presentation or whatever you want to call it for the community as a whole. They invite people in and make presentations for the press and everything about what they do and how they do it and why and everything. And like I said, the presentation they gave to us was really good, and I know we're in discussions with them about hiring them, but we haven't hired them yet or whatever. So that's about all I have for economic development, I guess, right now. So emergency management.
I think, Matt, if you want to touch on the EMS a little bit.
The contracts that we have going out for EMS, you know, we had sent those out. We had the resignation of Dr. Rice as our EMS consultant. And so if you go through and you look at that agreement, that was, as we started to get those in, they don't make a whole lot of sense because he was the one that was primarily helping to administer those programs or some of the requirements that were in there. So I talked to Rick, and I bounced around a couple of the board members and said, you know, if we're not going to do the countywide advisory committee any longer, there doesn't appear to be a desire to do that at this point. It may come back later. Why do we need an EMS consultant? We still want there to be accountability for taxpayer money. And so I came up with an idea and had Rick look at it. And so we talked about it in EMS, and we thought it was workable. So I guess I'm looking for some feedback. These are a couple. I'll call your attention to some of the things that matter. But that's the Beatrice contract. I thought Dawn was going to make copies, but maybe she figured I had enough. I'd used enough paper, so maybe send. Okay, we got enough. Okay. Well, I guess my thoughts were, is in this agreement, and again, Rick's looked at it, go to page 3 of 7, and I tried to highlight some of the, and Rick's made some changes on here that I think legalese type things that I'm not going to attempt to deal with, but the qualifications, and I wonder, letter A there is to maintain itself in good standing with the state of Nebraska, comply with all the rules and regulations of EMS services, and that's laid out by the state, and that's been in other agreements before. Secondly, was one that I think that we really, that I still feel is important, is to maintain the turnout time of 5 minutes of 90% or less. Again, that's in the other agreements. That's there. The new portion would be letter C, submit to the county a quarterly attesting to qualifications form, which is attachment B, and this would be signed by the department's medical director. So basically what would happen is attachment B is a form that the squad that we are in contract with, their medical director, would basically attest to the fact that they're meeting what they're supposed to. And then they would send this in with their quarterly disbursement. If at any time there's any question about that, or someone says, hey, they didn't meet that, well, we can go back and we can say, well, a licensed physician in the state of Nebraska submitted to a public body for public funds that they had met the requirements. So I think there's a pretty good assurance there that things are going to be done the right way. I think this provides accountability for taxpayer money. It they see the requirements that are out there. I think it's streamlined, it's cleaner, and I think it'll be a good thing. So we haven't sent these out yet. I do admit some level of remorse that we're sending out a third draft, but it's just kind of in our transition, trying to think about how to do things differently. What's our role of having an EMS consultant if there's not the desire to have the countywide system? It just doesn't make sense. And so we had to go back and look at the agreement. So looking for feedback, what do you think?
You haven't sent these out to any groups then?
No.
With the letter C?
No. You guys needed to see them, or ladies needed to see them first. So I think there's still the intent to proceed with those type of arrangements for EMS services in Gage County. So I don't, you know, the agreements that we currently had were expired, but I think we still have that desire. It's just a matter of getting these out there. And I've spoken with a couple of departments that said, you know, I'll come visit with you face to face. I'd like to get them all in one room so that everyone's hearing the same thing at the same time and there's no misinformation. I think in the past that has happened where folks were submarining this process and But I've visited with a lot of the squads, and I kind of bounced this idea. I think it's pretty favorable. I think it's a cleaner, less intrusive from us. So,
yeah, Myron, the process now is that now that it's out here, it's kind of in finalized form. We'll have to mail them out to all the squads, and they'll have to sign them and send them back in. The last one obviously isn't going to be a functional contract, so we're not going to sign those. So these will have to go out, be re-signed, or signed for the first time on this version, sent back to us, and then we'll sign them, and we'll be under contract with them. So.
And it took quite a bit of Rick's time, so I appreciate it. Yeah. But I think this is important. You know, it takes a while just to get there, and six different, I think it's six, at least six, and you know, I go through and read them, and I think I'm reading the same thing, and it's, you've got to have a separate pair of eyes look at them. It's just amazing. So,
and I do know that once you send them out, too, that some of the squads that send them back are questioned about, because there's been a word in there that's actually pertained to a different squad that didn't pertain to them. And but as much as you look at them, just like you said, you're, after a while you think you're reading the same thing. So, and those are all corrections that can be made real easy. So.
Also on emergency management, moving on away from the EMS. I think we're done with that, aren't we, Matt? Yeah. We discussed a little bit in budget. Mark has, we had a little bit of discussion about, I've been on Mark for probably 6 months that he needs to get some more help in there to make sure that he's getting these things done, because I see that we got a lot of equipment out there with a lot of dollar signs on it that we just don't give the maintenance and the attention that we need to, and then occasionally we run into a big problem because we haven't been there to make sure, you know, maybe we can catch these things a little sooner. Just make sure that when we do have a disaster or something go on, our equipment's going to work and it's going to be there when we need it. So that's kind of where we're going with this idea, and you know, hopefully we can find a qualified person that can help Mark out there and really be of help, because he does have good deputies like Mark or Matt talked about, real good deputies on staff already. It's just they're busy, real busy people, full-time jobs or farming, and they can't be there every time he needs them. So that's kind of what we're looking at, and we'll move forward with it. Something more comes up, we'll let you know.
Equalization. We're done. Yeah. Finance.
I don't want to go through that.
We've talked long enough.
You said enough.
Yeah. Human resource.
We are meeting Thursday, August 16th at 5 o'clock here. So we're going to review information and then meet with a few people, set dates for meetings. So any input from Matt and Gary have worked on it extensively. So, and I think I've got most of the previous information, but we're going to make this short and sweet and get it done.
Good. Insurance.
Touched on it earlier. I don't know, there's a whole lot more to say. We'll look at what our options are and have it out there. Kind of like to have it everything done so we're ready to go. Here the same timeline as the budget. So.
Law enforcement. We didn't have a meeting except I know Matt, Gus sent out an email here a month ago to some of us that the projects with the restroom facilities in the jail that we've talked about, and we've actually gotten bids in the past, that they definitely would like to move on with part of that this year. That'll come out of the $120,000 budgeted there or whatever. But if you ever take a tour of the jail, they'll show you what the issue is, and it's for safety reasons it needs to be done. And like I said, Gus sent an email around to the law enforcement committee just informing them that yes, they definitely plan on doing that this year or getting on it pretty soon. Road and bridge, Terry.
Okay, I think in everybody's packet you should have received a colored photo like this right here. Did Don get that in everybody's packet? Okay, that was the number one item, I guess. We had the actings there. They're asking us to be able to transfer water through the county's right-of-way to different locations that they own. It's something that we've crossed roads, under roads, you know, quite often. But this is a little bit different deal. We've asked for Roger's help on this about, you know, is this something we should be doing, should not be doing, you know. So we're working on that. I shouldn't say critical, but we'll have an answer. We kind of said maybe in a couple weeks, maybe four, somewhere down the line, you know, what we intend, how we intend to handle this kind of stuff. So it's just a little bit different deal. So there's a lot of stuff connected here. So we haven't decided, I guess,
because the
exactly
issue isn't
how to go.
Yeah, the issue isn't going under the road from one side to the other. The issue is, I think it's either a half mile or a mile. They're looking at burying a water line in the county's right of way. Mm-hmm. And that we've asked Roger for legal advice on this and to see what direction.
Normally, I mean, this has happened in the past, but it's went through the landowner's property. They would buy an easement through the landowner's property. Well, they're not getting cooperation.
Can't get
put
an
it
easement
that way. So they're looking at this possible. It's something we're looking at. And Mark kind of stepped through a lot of stuff that we had questions on that day. Today, Benny was being here, so he's down here helping out. Talked quite a little bit about our budget. I think it did get finalized or walked through pretty good, I think, on that end of it. And then, you know, blacktops. As we spoke earlier, we haven't really set a date, but sometime we're going to take a complete tour of the county of all our roads to kind of say, well, this is the worst road we got right down here, you know, and we're kind of waiting for those traffic counts to get done. Hopefully, you know, I know they're in the process of being done, so we know, well, this road's getting twice the traffic of this road, you know. This is the number one road we need to look at. This is number two. Get some kind of a rating system out there so we can start. I know everybody's been talking about the Hickory Road thing. You know, we're still, I probably said this for the last 3 months, we're still looking at that, but we've come to the conclusion, we've talked about maybe a possible bond issue this fall. We've come to the conclusion that it's probably not doable. It has to be on the ballot and ready to go by September 1st, I think was the date. We didn't think we could get everything completed by that time. So we've backed off that, I guess, for now. You know, maybe next spring things will look a little different. We'll go through and we'll have our counts done. Traffic counts done. We'll know these are our worst roads in the county. This is how the core samples looked. Maybe we could overlay a section here, do a part here and a part here. But we felt we weren't to a point where we were had enough information to go ahead right now. So, and that was basically it on that. Unless you had to, there's other anything else on that, Myron or Matt, roads. The only other thing I had, Monday evening, I attended a Boswell meeting with the city of Beatrice. We approved the landfill permit for a study for the DEQ, State of Nebraska, to continue operations at the landfill. So that's, like everything else, quite a costly investment. So that study's being done right now, just to renew the permit to be able to use the landfill.
The only other thing I'll mention is last week, I forget what day, maybe Tuesday or whatever, we did meet with some individuals from Cope Nitrogen out there for just discussion about the Hickory Road and how it would affect them and what they're all looking at or what they're maybe doing. And Andrea Schaefer with Engage or whatever lined that up. And we felt we had a real good discussion with them and so that they're kind of aware of where we're going on. And we also know that we do need to visit with, you know, maybe – well, not only landowners out there, but maybe other businesses too, just so that we're not jumping in and then 6 months later they come back and go, why didn't you talk to us or something? So those discussions have started.
Also on that, you know, they're looking at closing that road and moving operations some to the west side of the road. So we just wanted to make sure it was clear with them that wasn't an overnight project to get that done, that they start on that road closure, I'm assuming this fall. I think it's something they were looking at possibly next year. And interesting, at that meeting, he said the number, to me, he said the number one ingredient to make fertilizer is natural gas, of course. He said the number two ingredient is air. And it's got to be clean air.
Yeah.
So the structures to the north of there, our rock road, you know, they're constantly changing filters there because of the dust and the dirt coming into that system. So it's a concern to them, you know, as far as that road to the north. It's a real concern to them. So.
Wow, I didn't have any idea.
Just when we look at some of these big projects, I think, Kathy, we were talking about that. I think I heard you mouth interest rates on something. And if you look at that, you know, I've got some projected interest rates here depending on the amount of money and the term. But, you know, we're looking at these are preliminary numbers from the last week of July. Basically, of a five-year term, we're looking at 0.86. A 10-year term, 1.6. 15-year term, just a little over 2%. So we look at the monies and some of the things that we need to do. There's some of these projects that, you know, we need to look at, and how are we going to, can we put them together? And that's what that discussion is. Kind of think about some of these projects that we may want or would like to get done. We're keeping the budget flat, but there's infrastructure needs that are out there. If we make small increases, we may be able to, you know, to help pay for some of those over a period of time. So, again, it's just discussion. We'll continue to have those conversations, but we were just kind of doing a what if, what would it look like, and when those interest rates came back, it was kind of amazing. And I was pulling, when the Gronewalds were here, I pulled that previous information about that bond, and I want to say they were paying, I think it was four. They did. That was a $2.6 million project. They did 39.5 miles, and their interest rate back then in 98, 99 was just over 4%. So,
and on that bond, I know that was at the time a 2-inch overlay, which, as Ian said, everybody said, "Oh, that thing won't last." The road from Odell North has held up very good shape, I'm going to say. You know, it's a good road, you know, so that money was well spent at the time. So,
and 12 years now that these projects have been done, so we think, oh, these roads are in bad shape. The heavy traffic that's hit those things for 12 years kind of makes you rethink how extensive we need to go.
But to show you the cost, I mean, we're looking at $150,000 a mile. They did 40 miles for $2.6 million, or what, $70,000 a mile.
What was oil back then?
Less than $70,000 a mile. So in 14 years, you've more than doubled the cost. And that's also part of the discussion we've had in Rowan Bridge, you know, and Mark brought it up. He says you're doing it with dollars today, and with the interest rates today, you know, you're getting 10 years a 10-year bond, but you are doing what today's cost. He said, if you factor in what that cost would have been going up in 10 years from now, how much cheaper you're doing it. And I think that really, really shows it right there when they did that. They're going to get 40 miles done. We're looking at 20 miles, so, or in that area. So, any more comments? Or one thing here, before the meeting we were visiting up, Roger brought up, I think, as everybody knows, Jerry DeWitt, longtime sheriff, Gage County Sheriff, passed away, and his funeral's tomorrow, I believe, morning. And Roger brought up if the courthouse is going to close or not. And this is more just to make the comment out there that, no, we are not, but there are some of the offices are going to close completely, maybe. Some of them have a real small staff so they can attend the funeral. So just make it out there to the public to, if you're coming and doing business at the courthouse, maybe you may want to call ahead, because we know we're not sure exactly what all the schedules are going to be, just because of the fact that there are a lot of people that will be attending that funeral tomorrow morning. So, and I know there's been a lot of stuff out in the paper and in the press or whatever about what all Jerry did accomplish and how long he's been a county sheriff here, and I thought there were some real good articles on him, and he did a lot of good for the county and stuff. So, and
those decisions to make and closing an officer up to the elected official.
Correct. Yes.
Not up to this board.
Not up to this board, but that, just so that we make that known, and as much as that gets out or not, hopefully people understand. Oh, people understand if they come, but some people might come, and if something does happen to be closed, that's why tomorrow and stuff, right. So on. So, we have
scheduled a closed session for real estate discussion, and we need a motion to go into that. Do I need to make a comment about just it's a closed session?
Closed session regarding real estate.
Regarding the possible purchase of some real estate.
Correct.
Unless anybody else has any comments or anything else. Otherwise, we need a motion to go into closed session.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Byers, second by Setzer. Any discussion? Vote. And it, yeah. Good enough. So we're going to closed session at 10:15. Okay, let's take a 5-minute break first. Good idea.
Well,
good idea.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Bauman. Vote. Vote 6-0. Any other comments or discussion? We came out of executive session, or closed session at 10:35. Sorry. Yeah. Otherwise, the Board of Supervisors adjourned at 10:35. Are you going to take this for Rex here then? This is all his.